Welcome back. The Quincy Rotary Club is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. President Walter Hubley and board member Damian Utar have stopped on by to tell us what they've done in the past 100 years and what they're going to do in the next 100. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Great to see you both. Walter, great to see you again. Yeah. Damian, you were here at a previous time representing the Rural Lodge of Masons.
Yes,
and now you're involved with the Rotary as well. So welcome.
Thank you.
Walter, as I mentioned, 100 years old this year for the Quincy Rotary Club.
Yeah, I've been around a little while, but I'm not going to do a recap of the past 100 years.
All right.
Maybe the past year.
All right.
Okay, we might be able to fit that in.
I always like to start with the basics.
Yeah.
What is Rotary?
Yeah, so Rotary is a global service organization. There are about 1.4 million members across the world, and Quincy has a club that's been around for 100 years.
Wow.
We're celebrating our 100th year anniversary this fall. We are about 60 members. And we are made up of professionals from all walks of life, different points in our career. We have different people from who are just starting out in their career, whatever it is. We have people who are retired who are members, pretty much spanning the gamut on all types of occupations. And then there's also a corresponding club at each high school called the Interact Club. Mm. We have one at Quincy High and at North Quincy High School. We used to have one at Woodward, and I've been talking to Alex over at Woodward mm-hmm. about reinstating their club. So yeah, it's a service organization. Our motto is service above self. And we fulfill our mission through local service projects. We do fundraising, we support a lot of local organizations, and we also participate in some district-wide and global service projects.
Right. Explain kind of the breakdown of Rotary in terms of, you know, districts.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a global organization, and it's made up of different districts throughout each country. And the Quincy Club is part of the district that encompasses all of Rhode Island and southern Massachusetts and Cape Cod.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there kind of a regional organization for the district, or is each chapter individually
governed? Yes. So each local club has its own leadership crew.
Okay.
Damian and myself are among them.
Yep.
And then there's a district level where members from each club form a district mm-hmm. organization. And coming up to celebrate our 100th anniversary, Angela Ponte, a local business person mm-hmm. and Quincy Club member, is going to become the district leader.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be held here in Quincy?
Yep, yep. We're doing a installation ceremony next week over at Granite Links, and we're talking about ideas on how to celebrate our 100 years of service.
100 years of service, yes.
Yep.
Such as?
Well, so we've done a number of different projects, and Damian's going to speak more specifically to one that we did just recently.
Great.
But we work with Quincy Public Schools. We've done book collections for, I think it was Zambia. We partnered with some of the staff at Quincy Public Schools for that. We participated in Reads Across America, mm-hmm. if you're aware of that effort. We also helped out with CAGNY's Toys for Tots toy drive.
Yep.
And so a whole bunch of things. I want to say we do a little bit more than one service, in-person service project per month.
Per month.
Okay. Yeah, whether that's feeding the hungry, working at a food pantry, any number of things. So if members of our club all get together and work on different service projects, and a little bit more than one per month each year.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. And do you have separate committees for each of these different projects?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have a service project committee chair that identifies which projects we're going to take on throughout the year
yep.
and when we're going to do it, and then
yep.
they organize the volunteers, and then each member gets an opportunity to lead an individual effort
okay.
that they're interested
right.
in. Yeah.
You mentioned some of the big ones. What's coming up for the rest of the year?
So I am just finishing up my year as president for the club.
Okay.
In terms of service projects, the next incoming Margaret LaForest will be our next president,
oh, okay.
and she's going to set up her schedule for service projects. So we just wound down the final one, which we'll talk about here today.
Yeah, yeah, well, looking forward to that. Damian, we need to, first of all, welcome you.
Thank you.
As the new community liaison for the city of Quincy. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Talk a little bit about how that role came about.
So, about 2 years ago, there was a lot of conversations around how, as a city, you know, we could be responsive in a way that is diverse and equitable and inclusive of the citizenry. And so the mayor commissioned a study, and I believe there were two city councilors who were part of that study, and they came back with a recommendation of this role. So that's the purpose of that role.
Okay. And what did you see in that that you thought, you know, you could do some good in that role?
You know, so my background, I'm training in social work mm-hmm. and mental health services. And, you know, first of all, this is a city that I love tremendously.
A 20-year resident, right?
20 a little over 20 years.
Okay.
I've lived here. And so I bring a very unique perspective as someone who is a transplant of the city. And I see a lot of really great things mm-hmm. happening in the city. And so I think I'm in a really, really unique position to speak to a lot of the issues as they are presented. I'm currently actively doing sort of a listening tour, mm-hmm. Going around and hearing from all the constituents what they feel the issues are, and then sort of developing a plan, working with the administration to be as responsive as possible and be very accessible to the residents. I bring a certain organizational background in terms of the administrative piece, but also the social service piece in terms of understanding both sides of whatever the social issues mm-hmm. might be. And so I believe I bring that very unique perspective.
Okay.
And I hope to bring that to the role.
Yeah, I know you had some background with the State Department of Mental Health. So you had some counseling exposure as well.
Yep.
You have children in the Quincy Public Schools, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have two children in the Quincy Public Schools. So as they would say, you know, I do have skin in the game.
Right.
And really to ensure that it continues to be a city that continues to thrive.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that I have a role to play in its success.
So how will your role as a board member in the Quincy Rotary Club, you know, help you achieve that goal?
Well, so I've been a Rotarian now for about 4 years, four to 5 years. And, you know, knowing that we're so, in many ways, there's a lot of parallel activities. As I will speak to in just a moment, I led the project, the QPS Literacy Project, mm-hmm. where we went into all the high school, all the elementary schools, mm-hmm. and read to the first graders. But being a Rotarian, it really helped to expose me throughout the length and fabric of the city. Mm. Participating, there are folks in the club who have been members for over 50 years, and folks who have just joined within the past year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a very active and vibrant club. They have members who are plugged in to the culture of the city, and I think in many ways I can leverage that in better understanding the fabric of the city, mm-hmm. and that I think is very crucial in being effective at this new role that I have.
Right, as we talked before the program, they experience two very different Quincy's, right? Folks
right.
that are just coming to the city as opposed to those who've been here 50 plus years.
Right.
Yeah, two very different experiences.
Right, and that's the really the nucleus of the listening tour.
Right.
To really hear from residents who have been here, you know, 80, 90 years, mm-hmm. and folks who have just moved in within the past year, and really hearing all the various perspectives.
Sure. Part of that is meeting the newest generation, right?
Indeed.
The youngsters in the elementary schools. Yes. So you read to the kids?
Yes, we did. This is my second year doing it, as I was mentioning to Walter. Before I segue into that, I would like to thank Walter, our current but outgoing president, mm-hmm. For his support, and also the support of the immediate past president. So it's a project whereby we go to all 11 schools, all 11 elementary schools, mm-hmm. read to a total of about 700 students.
Wow.
And myself and five other volunteers.
Oh, okay.
And so we selected a book.
Yes, hold that up.
Called, where should I point it? This way.
That's good. A little higher, a little bit higher. There you go.
And so the idea of the project is we read to the first graders and we engage them, right? And we try to find themes that are sort of reality based. So this book in particular talked about, you know, this bear sort of being grumpy. And so we asked the students, you know, what do you do when you feel grumpy? Do you ever feel grumpy? And even though they were first graders, I was really struck by just how they were able to process that and how they were able to take lessons learned from this book and how they would apply it in the real world, even though they're in the first grade. But I would also like to really take this opportunity to thank the district. This is the second year we're doing it, or at least the second year I'm leading the effort. And Nisa Fratolio, she was the point person that I worked with in really getting the schedules with all the schools And this year was especially challenging because there was a lot of collective bargaining negotiations going on around about the time we were trying to put the schedules together. But yet, you know, folks were flexible. They worked with us, came up with a schedule, and they were very responsive when we got there to read to the students. All the first grade teachers, they were just happy warriors in this project.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great to hear.
And so it was really a success. And so I would really like to thank those individuals and also the other five Rotarians who volunteered with me in doing this.
Yeah, you can't read to 700 kids all by yourself, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't take that on.
So it's, what, about 5-6 years old? Is that about the age range these days?
Yes.
First grade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you were impressed, you say, by
very,
that?
Very. Interestingly, about four, I went to about 4 to 5 different schools.
Okay.
And about 3 separate first grader, when I asked, what are some of the things that you do to when you feel grumpy? And they actually said meditation, and they actually explained it in a way that it was clear to me that they understood.
Is that right?
One student actually demonstrated what he did, and he assumed a Zen-like pose. And it just, you know, gives me reason to really be happy about sort of what's happening in the schools and the impact that the various teachers, and I'm sure the parents, are having on these kids.
Well, exactly right. Starts in the home. So
yes,
yeah, very
absolutely.
Good. So you'll do it again, it sounds like.
Yes, we are thinking about doing that. The incoming president, I believe she responded affirmatively. I think I saw an email. I haven't read it yet, but I believe she responded affirmatively in us doing it again for a third year.
Okay, all right. So will you use the Rotary Club, Damien, as, you know, as part of your overall mission to reach out to the community, you know, to get to take the pulse of what's important?
Yeah, that would be a natural platform to do so, because again, at this point, it's just using all the various spaces to connect with the community, and the Rotary Club will be one one such platform.
Yep.
But there will be many others.
Okay, because you'll be pulled in many different directions, I'm sure.
And it's a one-man show.
It's exactly
this
right,
position is brand new, and there is no department per se.
Right.
So part of my approach is really to connect with like minds and to create a bit of a synergy in this effort. And the Rotary Club is one such organization.
Sure, sure. Are you still involved with the Masons as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's a different experience, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be getting a lot of requests, I think.
Well, there's a formula and there's a strategy to be responsive.
Yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to that. Please, you consider us here at QATV part of that overall trajectory, if you will, to reach out to the
thank community. You, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. What else is going on, Walter?
I was going to say, the Rotary Club is actually a unique avenue for Damien to get more in touch with the community in different sectors of it. So we mentioned earlier all the work that Rotary does with Quincy Public Schools. Yep. We do the service project that Damien led. We also do a similar thing on swimming safety with Josh the Otter. We've been doing that for years, reading books to the students. But we're also involved in the senior community as well, the veteran community. So Rotary really kind of touches all different parts of the community. So I think it's a great opportunity for Damien.
Who can be a Rotarian, and how does that happen?
So 18 or older.
Okay.
And doesn't matter what your profession is, doesn't matter, you know, what your background is. We have members, as I said earlier, of all different areas of life, from business owners like Bob Curry and Ed Cohane, Dolly DePisa from DePisa CPA, as well as retired teachers and people who are still teachers, and so every range. And myself, I'm in affordable housing, so yeah, we've got all. And then you just go to our website, QuincyRotary.com, and there's a registration process and so forth. Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward.
And I know you're readjusting the fees, but it's manageable, right?
Yeah. We're, as part of our DEI effort, actually, through the district, for the past 2 years, the Quincy Rotary Club has met certain stages of progression through the DEI framework that the district has put out.
Okay.
This past 2 years, we were awarded both level one and then more recently level two. And these are things like having inclusionary statements, making sure they're inclusionary images, making sure that the fee schedule could be approachable for different folks in different situations, which is what we're currently looking at. But yeah, there is a fee. as being part of the membership. We meet each week for lunch and sometimes in the evening. So we meet every week where we have either a speaker at our meeting or some other type of topic that we're tackling. And in some cases, an actual service project that we'll be working on at each weekly meeting.
Okay, at the Common Market, I see.
Yeah, the Common Market, exactly. Okay. And then we also have annual events. So we have a Veterans Day program. We have a Thanksgiving program. The Thanksgiving program brings in both high school athletic teams and cheerleading and so forth. And so that's a big banquet that we have. We also award a lot of scholarships to Quincy Public Schools.
Sure.
So this past year, with a Rotary scholarship, was about $32,000 that we contributed to different students. And then we oversee the nursing scholarship and also the Galvin Foundation scholarship for the study of history.
Okay.
So we do that, and we raise money through different events that we hold throughout the year, sometimes small raffles, and also we have an annual gala. This past year, we had a derby theme. In my year, we had a 1970s groovy gala theme.
No kidding. Okay.
And people were encouraged to embrace those themes as much as they were comfortable. It was
bell
a lot of
bottoms
fun.
There you go.
I didn't go the bell-bottom route.
Okay.
But yeah, so we have great events. We have a lot of fun times. We have annual parties that we hold. It's just a great organization. I encourage everyone to go to our website. And there's a good chance you know a Rotarian.
That's
a lot
right.
of us. There's about 60 of us in the city, and there are people who have been members of the past. And it's a great organization if you're looking to contribute to something locally, be a part of something globally. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I met with members at the beginning of the year, the first thing I asked in my presidency was, why Rotary?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you a Rotarian? And through those conversations, what I learned is people like to serve locally. Mm-hmm. They like to help out at a food kitchen. They like to help out with the schools. They like to help out with the veterans associations. And they like to build friendships through that work.
Right.
And then they also have a certain amount of pride in being part of a global community that is Rotary. And every town you go to, just about, there's a Rotary Club. And this is all over the world. And if you're traveling and out and about, you're welcome to join a Rotary Club lunch in whatever city you're in. And it's a great community. And it's widely known for being responsible for pretty much eradicating polio throughout the world.
That's
There's
right.
still work to do.
Yeah.
That's one of the more famous, you know, claim to fames that Rotary has.
Right. Not to mention the local chapter getting involved in a project in Thailand.
That's right.
All
right. So under Sheriff Pat McDermott's leadership when he was president of Rotary a few years ago, both Margaret LaForest and Dolly DePisa, two members, spearheaded a global grant which brought in a total of just under $200,000, I think.
That's
it
incredible.
Was. Yeah. And we were able to fund the construction of what we call the Thrivable Farm over in Thailand for an organization called Friends of Thai Daughters.
Yes.
So Friends of Thai Daughters is an organization started by a few folks here in the United States, and it helps rescue kids from human trafficking
yes.
in Thailand from
yes.
a lot of the hillside villages. And so this past year, a group of us, myself, my wife Catherine, and Margaret and her husband Jeff and Dolly, and Pat McDermott and his wife Tracy, all got to go over to Thailand and spend a couple of weeks and just spend time with the girls and see the farm and what was able to be produced.
Really making an impact
yeah.
on that country and on those people for a long time to come. Yeah.
Yeah, there's such a high risk because a lot of the children in particularly the Hill Tribe villages, yep. there's no documentation
right.
like birth certificate and other things. And so they're really at risk for human trafficking. So that organization does amazing things. I encourage people to reach out and support them. Yeah.
Good to talk to you both. Appreciate it very much. And keep us up to date on the 100th anniversary of the
yep.
Quincy Rotary Club.
Will do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having
You're
us.
Very welcome.